Six steps to help you combat loneliness. Social isolation only adds to what seems to be an increasingly lonely society. Most of us feel periods of loneliness at some point in our lives. And when a worldwide health crisis forces you to stay home, those feelings can be intense. But an excess of lonely feelings can translate to poor mental and physical health. Shaking those feelings can be tough without some type of help. This can come from a friend, family member, or a professional. There are some steps you can take that can make a difference right away. Find a hobby. When you have free time on your hands, it's easy to allow your mind to wander. Your mood can range from loneliness to negativity. If you're spending too much time in this range, why not consider taking up a hobby? Look for something you can be passionate about, something you'll enjoy enough to turn to when you have time to spare. Get moving. Walking is a great hobby when it comes to combating loneliness. It allows you to get in a good workout and explore your community at the same time. Better yet, it's free. Make sure to say hello to the people you meet. You never know where the conversation will lead. Chat with old friends. A long chat with old friends does wonders to combat loneliness. And when you're pretty much forced to stay home, you're likely to have time to make the connection. It may seem daunting to get back in touch with someone you haven't talked to for some time, but if you reach out to them, your friendship might pick up right where it left off. Take time to reorganize. Cleaning and reorganizing your house may not sound like fun, but it will give you something to stay focused on. Having a clean house can give you a good feeling that can rub off on others who come into your house. Consider a pet. Pets are great companions, but having one is a big responsibility. Give this careful thought. Your decision can affect both you and the animal. Stay positive. Poor self-image and negative thoughts about yourself can make feelings of loneliness worse. You'll be less likely to seek out contact with others. Always try to avoid having self-deprecating thoughts by being as positive as you can be. If you still feel like you need help after taking these steps, you may want to reach out to your support network. Look to friends, family, or even coworkers. If this isn't an option, think about professional help. It can be an effective way to keep your lonely feelings in check.